Lynn Canal has been packed with fishermen recently. But though still higher than other areas in the region, Chum salmon harvests are coming in lower than last year, and concern is developing over a slow sockeye return. In the third week for commercial gill netting in District 15, the Chum harvest was lower than expected. Wyatt Ray Fournier is a management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines.
We thought maybe this would be the big pulse of Chum salmon coming through. And we did catch about 125,000, which is a little bit below our 10-year average, and definitely lower than last year when we were catching a lot of chum. So, and a lot of that has to do with limited time.
To conserve king salmon returning to the Chilkat River, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is implementing night closures and maximum 6-inch net restrictions.
Although we think of a lot of our Chinook already being up in the river, when we look at the last 10 years and we look at the coated wire tag data, we see that it's actually during the first 4 weeks that we have a lot of Chilkat Chinook salmon in our harvest.
Fish and Game is starting to allow more fishing in certain areas of District 15.
So we got a little bit more fishing out there, but we had kind of some weak tides and then we had some real hot weather and I don't think we really got as many as everyone was hoping. Just was looking at what happened down in the same fishery down below us in Amalga Harbor, and it was the same thing. They only caught some 80,000 fish or so. And so that was also kind of slow for the same commercial fishery.
The last couple weeks, the Lynn Canal fishery saw over 170 boats.
Pretty good showing, and that also will take, kind of a toll on our folks. They're used to fishing with 100 boats, and now you're fishing with almost 200 boats. It gets a little bit crowded down there.
Now, Ray Fournier says ADF&G is starting to be concerned about sockeye salmon. The department monitors stocks on the Chilkoot and Chilkat rivers.
Unfortunately, we're really low on our weirs up here. We're nowhere near where we want to be. We're about half of what we usually have at this time through the Chilkoot weir, and we're about 25% of what we usually have through the Chilkat weir. So that is definitely concerning, and we've had very low harvest of sockeye in the fishery down below us, both in our gillnet fishery and in the recent seine opener.
And it's not just in Upper Lynn Canal. Sockeye stocks in other parts of the state are showing poor returns, too. Commercial fishing for sockeye and Yakutat was shut down last month due to historically low returns. Returns to the Chignik River are the lowest in 50 years.
When you see multiple areas having poor returns of the same species, that starts to indicate possibly a marine survival or a marine growth type of problem.
Ray Fournier says he'll be looking into management strategies to conserve sockeye in the next few weeks.
We're not seeing a lot of fish coming back. It's not like we're seeing them down the bottom end and I'm waiting 2 weeks for them to get to the weir. We may be looking at a very low run, and some of us may remember, last year in the Chilkoot, we had one of our lowest runs that we've ever had. And so we want to make sure we can get as many fish back up there this year so we don't have 2 years in a row of poor spawning populations. We want to get as many spawners in there as we can.
It's still early in the season, but so far sockeye returns to the Chilkat and Chilkoot rivers are trending below the 10-year average. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.